8. Who is that? What is he saying?
Oh, the classic intro, Mitch. It takes me back.
We're entering into the underground. Oh my god. This is like show 68.
Yeah.
I've got Dan.
Mm-hmm.
And special guest Spence.
Hello.
Hi. And some rocking tunes. Let's check it out.
Everyone's doubting us at this point. And now they're now they're turning it off.
Dan,
I'm sorry.
What are you doing, dude?
That was DJ BC.
And I feel like starting the whole show all over.
No, again. don't because I'm about to rectify the situation.
He said rectify.
You can email him at djbearcub@showyour.net with your comments.
word suggestions. But be nice, ladies and gentlemen. I felt like I was playing Zelda right there.
Yeah. That song was called Play That Funky Wii.
Do you sing into the Wiimote?
The Wiimote.
The Wiimote.
Maybe the Wiimote is also a microphone.
That's a multi-million-dollar product right there.
Wow.
The Wiimote.
I'm sure he did plenty of singing into his Wiimote while dancing on his dance pad when he came up with that tune.
Exactly.
They've got all these things, too. They've got these other Wii instruments. It's not just the Wiimotes.
The Wii scalpel?
No, they have, like, they went back to the Duck Hunt days. They've got, like, a wireless, like two-handed gun type thing that you hold and you shoot people with.
Cool. Yeah. Do they have the Wii bonnet kilt?
They have got the Wii bagpipe. It's really nice.
Yeah, DJ BC apparently stands for DJ Bear Cub. You can check him out at djbearcub.com.
Does that guy get all the ladies?
Looks like it. He's from Shelbyville, Indiana, a rival of Springfield.
Isn't it? You know there's like 8 Springfields?
I've heard. And if you're good, you're supposed to know which Springfield it is for real, aren't you? But I don't know anyone who actually claims to know or knows.
I thought it was Texas. Springfield was the real one.
Texas?
It's the one in Massachusetts. It's meant to be the real Springfield. With regards to The Simpsons.
Why do you call it Taxachusetts?
Because I think the taxes are high.
Oh, are they?
It's like
Switzerland.
Republican.
I'm definitely not a Republican. You mean so you think I should accept
take me
all
to your gated community? If you're... Show me your guns.
This is turning sour already.
Oh,
really? Springfield, Massachusetts.
I thought that was meant to be the Springfield.
That's what I heard too.
There's some ambiguity, but that was what I heard.
I'd like to see the proof.
The proof is if they have a nuclear power plant.
Yeah, I guess it would be.
That's all it really takes. Yeah.
And there is an episode in where Homer goes, Texas.
Really?
Yep.
That's all the proof I need.
There it is. Spider pig.
I really want to see it.
Yeah, I think
maybe we should have a Notes Underground outing after the show to go see the movie.
Anyone seen Transformers?
Yeah,
Mitch sees everything.
I liked it a lot.
Oh, good. Was it an intense and compelling drama?
No. No, it was right about the middle of July summer blockbuster.
Yeah.
As long as that's all you're going for, it's fine. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like these guys that write the reviews actually go there expecting to be wowed by like the dialogue or something. And you're like, what are you going? Like, why do you?
Yeah, it's mid.
Why are you critiquing like the dialogue of a movie like that?
In mid-July.
It's a mid-July blockbuster with cars that turn into robots.
Totally.
Why are you complaining about the dialogue? The dialogue isn't supposed to be good. It's Michael Mann.
Yeah. No, it's true. Like in December, what I want to see is Keira Knightley struggling to get her rights in the 17th century. But come July, I'm ready for big kick-ass machine.
Yeah, it's too hot out to think.
Yeah, totally.
Unless you're in the UK and then it's just dumping.
Yeah, well then you're still complicated.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe they're just subtly complaining about the rain.
Yeah.
By complaining about summer blockbusters.
Oh.
I do think bitterness abounds. Really does. Everyone's wishing it was another summer with the hottest day ever in England on record, but no. Remember, now we're just like,
I keep hearing, remember 3 years ago when it was really, really hot?
Yeah, no kidding. Damn, that was great.
That was cool. I was like sweating.
Oh, I'd love to sweat.
Yeah, I know.
So Spence, you brought some music, right?
I did, yeah.
Yeah. You got it. You got it with you.
I do. This is Antibalas doing a song called Indictment. They're an Afrobeat orchestra from Brooklyn, and they don't like Bushy.
We'll be right back.
That was awesome. You have your iPod on continue, don't you? Yeah. Sleep at the wheel. Don't worry.
Novice move.
Yeah, complete rookie maneuver. Hit the showers, rookie.
Seriously. Coach asked me to drop 20 pounds before I joined the team.
Is this college radio, Spence? Come on. I'm trying to run a professional
gig. Which
runs
a professional outfit?
Actually, we never done that with the string in the iPod directly into the system. That's pretty cool.
No, it's actually an interesting, simple way to go rather than this whole intranet cockamamie. Sometimes
the analog route is the best way to go, you know?
Keep it simple.
I think the digital generation forgets that, like,
things like that are possible.
Yeah, just jam a wire.
You could just put a wire
and jam it in the other hole on the other side, and sound comes out. It's that easy.
Yeah.
You know,
that's what
you don't need any intranet, extranet, you know, IP protocol, HTS, XL, XML stuff.
But that's what all those guys used to do, you know?
Yeah.
Like all those sound engineers. That's what sound engineering used to be. Like, well, you know, can you put it from this wire into that hole and just make it
soldering irons and monster cable.
Yeah. Nowadays sound engineering is like, well, can you turn the dial the right number of degrees and
dude, you know, that was a wicked track.
Oh, I'm glad you liked it.
That was like, that reminded me a bit of sort of the vibe I felt from early Red Hot Chili Peppers. This sort of just like get up and go, like kind of DIY, bounce and party and be angry if you want and, you know, have fun the whole time.
Yeah.
It was really good.
Indictment!
Yeah, exactly. Da-na-na. That's a good word.
Yeah, indictment.
I don't use that enough in my day.
Yeah, seriously, when was the last time you said indictment? You know?
Probably Wednesday.
Yeah.
Wow. That's indictment day.
I haven't
Spence.
Used that since tomorrow. So my apartment is packed with baby crap.
Yeah, it looks like throw up a baby carriage in here.
Yeah. It was really weird because, like, I don't know, I was feeling kind of like I was finally starting to have an adult-looking flat, you know? Like, didn't feel like I was a bachelor anymore. Mm. Like, Renica and I had been living together for, you know, 2 or 3 years, and we'd finally sort of started to get, you know, like, cycle out some of the, like, just crap that both of us had collected over the years, and, like, it was starting to look like it, like someone thought about the way they wanted it to look.
Yeah.
And then here comes the baby junk barf in the house. Red, green, yellow, really bright.
Well, you got to provide them with stimuli.
Exactly.
You know?
And a good poke in the ribs isn't enough?
Nope.
And muted.
Shit, there goes my plan.
Muted colors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't do it for the baby.
Nope.
Baby's like, I can't even see that. Give me something bright.
Actually, man, I've just read, have you read Freakonomics?
Yeah, no. I just finished it.
Turns out nothing you do matters, right? That was the conclusion.
As that long goes as you're directly the fly, yeah, and it flies directly in the face of a recent BBC series called My Brilliant Child,
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah. No amount of museum trips or ballet lessons are going to make your kid bright.
Definitely don't. Well, I agree with that completely.
That nurture is non-existent.
Wow. So no, because socioeconomic status helps,
but
locking your kid in a room like is proven to damage the child.
Yeah, yeah, I mean the real difference that Freakonomics.
Yeah,
you speak from experience.
Yeah, dude, that's
are we cutting close to the bone here, Spence?
Where am I? This is not my box.
No, like Freakonomics didn't talk about, well, the BBC thing hit on like all like about separating right brain, left brain activities and encouraging activities that help you, that sort of, you know, deal with focusing the hemispheres and training each hemisphere of the brain specifically, like a muscle, like your buttocks, for example.
Yeah.
You know,
there's a left hemisphere and a right hemisphere. Yeah. And you don't just want a big right hemisphere. You know, you want to balance it out with the
Are
left and more
about,
creative
I was,
hemisphere.
I was watching this thing last night about savants. Is that what you're talking about?
That was part of it. Yeah, that was another part in the series.
Yeah, that was sweet.
That was really
some
good.
Some idiot allowed some scientist with a backwards hat to attach magnets to his brain and turn off the left hemisphere of his brain to see if maybe he would be a little bit more creative.
These magnetic pulses, and you could see his face kind of twitch the whole time.
His face was kind of...
Oh man.
I was like, and you know, it's an experiment, like a human guinea pig. I mean, sure, you know, he's like, oh, it's only magnets.
Yeah.
Really high powered electromagnets.
Yeah.
Going right into your brain, but don't worry about it.
Oh, don't worry. It's
there's
safe.
Yeah, there's crazy stuff going on.
You'll be able to count toothpicks like Rain Man after, dude. It's cool.
You know about the guy who can control a computer cursor by thinking?
I've heard about him.
That was pretty crazy. They put electrodes. This is actually real science, but they put a glass cone into his motor cortex so that he could a quadriplegic. And then they wanted to hit the hand area of the brain, but they missed. So they didn't know what he was hooked up to. And so basically they had to go around testing to figure out what he was hooked up to. So he thought about moving different parts of his body all day, even though he was quadriplegic. And what happened was one day he thought about twinkling left eyebrow and the computer cursor moved a little bit.
No way.
And then they had hooked up two axes. So they had two electrodes.
Yeah.
And so that moved it left, right. And then day number 57, he thought about twinkling big toe on right foot, yeah, and that moved the cursor in the other axis. Wow. And so this person had two-dimensional control of a computer cursor by thinking. And the crazy thing was, after a few weeks, they asked him how it was going, and he said, everything's the same, except it's changed. I no longer think about eyebrow, big toe. I think about move cursor.
Right.
Yeah.
So the brain is so plastic that if you hook up something random from the external world into it, it'll rewire itself so that your thoughts interface correctly to those neurons that send spikes out to the real world.
So go ahead and throw your baby in a box.
Which made me think, but that the Matrix is deeper than you think. Because the Matrix is based on the idea that someone could be born who can take control over a computer mainframe. And the idea is that there's an interface technology, which was those big spikes that they put in their head. You could be born such that your brain knows how to send the right voltages up that interface cable such that you control the machine that's trying to control you.
Yeah, but the machine has to be open to be controlled.
Yeah. That's only if it's open source.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah,
that's
exactly. It's only a Linux-based machine.
Yeah. This is a good point, actually.
Like, no way that would happen on a Windows-based device.
Yeah. All right. Hold on. The alienating the listeners alarm is going off right now. Right. We need to take it back to the old school.
Sorry. Right.
New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down. New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down. Like a rat in a cage, pulling minimum wage. New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down. You're safer, and you're wasting my time. Our records all show you were filthy but fine. But they shuttered your stores when you opened the doors to the cops who were bored once they'd run out of crime. New York, you're perfect, oh please don't change a thing. Your mild billionaire mayor's now convinced he's a king. And so the boring collect, I mean all disrespect. In the neighborhood bars I'd once dreamt I would drink. I love you, but you're freaking me out. There's a ton of the twist, but we're fresh out of shout. Like a death in the hall that you hear through your wall. New York, I love you, but you're freaking me out. New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down. New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down. Like a death of the heart. Jesus, where do I start? But you're still the one pool where I'd happily drown. Maybe I'm right and just
talking about you, Micah. And your hot, hot images on the Notes Underground website.
I mean, you didn't have to tag every image in your Flickr library with Notes Underground.
But I'm glad he did. On a number of levels. One, I'm curious what made the blue light.
Yeah, that's so iPod.
Do you think it was?
Is that your iPod?
I bet it was an iPod. No. Either that or some blue LED torch kind of thing. Flashlight. Sorry. Yeah.
Neat.
Yeah. But, dude, Micah, so, wait. I know this is a one-sided conversation, but I got something to say. I love your art.
Oh, yeah.
I love Micah's art. His artwork is incredible. And I swear to God, I saw it independently of your Flickr account and independently of the Notes Underground show a while ago. And I'm curious if you've shown anywhere or if you've had it in press recently. And I'm curious if you sell much of it because I would want to buy some. It's good stuff. Anyway, keep up the good work, dude. And I recommend everyone go to his Flickr account on the Notes Underground website and check it out because he does some really, really interesting work. He's got a sweet little house, too, and a nice-looking little baby.
Baby.
You'll have one of those. At least we assume it'll be nice-looking.
Wow. This might be my last show before having a baby.
Mm. Renika's got 2 weeks.
She's going to be really happy about me having some friends over with beers and pizza.
Yeah.
And there's like a baby.
Yeah.
Crying.
Well, you know what Jordan does with her baby when she's entertaining? She just crushes up some crisps and puts them on the ground and lets the baby kind of like find them and pick them up.
It's so...
I read this.
It is simultaneously British and horrendous.
It is. It is. That and the fact that her baby's blind. And
Jordan,
this is how she entertains
for him. Those of you out there who don't know who Jordan is, she's sort of like the Pam Anderson.
Yeah.
In the UK.
Oh, that shocked me. I thought that was just odd. Absolutely odd. But kind of what you'd expect.
Hopefully it's the nature nurture thing. It's all, if it's all nature, we might be all right. If there's any nurture, that baby's in trouble.
Yeah, exactly.
I've got an IQ of 180 and I grew up on crisps.
Lots of them. So we got some great feedback this time. I guess a little whining about comments really
just
does
a
it
little,
for you.
Just a smidgen of whining.
Spence, last week we were sort of whining about no one communicating with us.
We were feeling down on ourselves.
And then we got 10 comments on this week's...
Ten awesome comments.
On last 10 week's show.
Slap on the back, well done comments.
10, hell
excellent.
Yeah. 10, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
What direction are they taking the show?
Well, here's what John D. says. Because we were talking... Just in reference to the last show, we were talking about where people listen to it and do they actually listen to the whole show? Because we kind of ramble on, sing my song kind of thing. And John D. says, I always listen to the whole show, even when the sound gets crackly. That's an old issue, John. We've already solved that problem. He says, Hello Copter was great and Jamie T. was something very original. And I found myself singing it throughout the day. Keep up the good work. Notes Underground and This American Life are the only two podcasts I listen to religiously.
Do we have a few listeners?
Wow, that's high praise.
I know, putting us next to This American
Life. Yeah, I know. I don't know if I can deal with that.
Thank you so much, John D. Your check's in the mail.
Christine says, Hey guys, another great show. I'm glad you got such a kick out of my crazy Ohio phrases. I don't really realize how truly Ohio the things I say are until someone not from Ohio comments on them. We also, Spence, we also tend to
rail
tear
our
commenters apart. Yeah. Anyways, needless to say, I get a kick out of the fact that you got a kick out of it. I absolutely loved the Helio sequence song and the Jamie T song was amazing too. Mitch, that Groove Smith track was amazing. What was your role in the band? So I was the singer.
Pipes.
Yeah. Vocals.
Yeah.
In regards to a routine when listening to the show, I am only 18, so I don't have an office to go to or anything, but I listen to it whenever I get the chance. And
get
I
get an office, get a job.
Why don't you listen to it when you're around all your friends, Christine? That's what I want to know.
So
we can have tons of listeners.
In reference to the Ohio phrases that were used.
Yeah.
I don't want to take this show in a dirty, nasty direction, but was one of them hofty?
I don't think so.
Ohio for hard softy.
Who do you know that's from Ohio that told you about that one?
Mike Enyart.
Hofty.
Uh-oh, I might have to delete the last name there.
Hofty.
Hofty.
Hofty. It's a hard softy. I mean, you know, it's like a semi-love-on.
That's brilliant. That's brilliant. A semi-love-on.
So she didn't use Hofty. Okay.
I don't know. A little young. She's only 18.
Yeah.
You know, she hasn't even tried crack yet.
Oh, that's true. That's true. But yeah. I just think there can only be so many phrases from Ohio that are as memorable as that.
Man, I don't even remember specifically making fun of Ohio sayings, but maybe.
Wikipedia, here we come. Hold on just a moment.
Oh, boy.
So Anyways, let me apologize for lowering the tone. We should continue.
She says, and I usually listen to it the entire way through, but not all at once. Because it's kind of a long show. Be on the lookout for my Flickr picture. I am tagging a picture of my room since that is where I usually listen to it. Or I listen to it while being in transit to somewhere else. Great show.
I think I might have seen that picture. But then Micah spammed our entire Flickr
Micah totally
section.
Spammed. Micah, can you just tag one? Can you untag, please? Because it's not fair.
Yeah, make another one of your baby.
Yeah.
Cute baby.
Seriously.
Okay, so how do you spell Hofty? Is there an E in Hofty?
I'm pretty sure it's Hofty.
Yeah, okay, Wikipedia. Someone's got to represent and fill in the definition. Yeah.
We got a listener submission this week. Let's check it out.
Thread paper girl, you can own the world. You don't have to rent it, you don't have to send it to the back of your mind. You can leave us all behind. I ran a search on my friends, it caused an event. You don't have to answer if your girlfriend is a dancer. You can kick, you can scream, but you can't live your own daydream. I didn't know it's standing next to me.
Slick. Who's that?
That was the Happies.
They sound a little joyous.
Guess who sent that in?
Don't know.
Cougar.
Yeah, Cougar.
Alex White himself.
Rawr.
Hey. Hey, Alex. Where have you been? Where did that come from? He says, hey, Mitch, Dan, and Renica. So long time no submissions. I just listened to every episode since March.
Jesus, man.
Yeah. These past couple weeks during my travels from Montana to Maine to California. Wow, he's been all over.
He's constantly on the road. His carbon footprint is colossal. It's casting a shadow over my house.
He can't possibly be the Barack Obama supporter that he says he is.
No. No. He's got to leave a trail of like acorns everywhere he goes to make up for it.
Seriously. How are you? Are you better be planting trees wherever you go, Cougar. He says, it was great to catch up with you all and glad to hear things are going well. Ever since my best friend passed away in October, life kind of got progressively harder every month until it just crashed last week. So now there's nowhere to go but up. So I'm feeling pretty optimistic. I have during that time, however, come across an incredible amount of great music.
Nice.
And I know the discussion has since passed, but I think you should never risk playing content that is podcast safe. Oh, so he's back to that. He's back to that old discussion.
Never risk it. So he wants us to always stick to the podcast safe concept.
He said, I think you should never risk playing content that isn't podcast safe.
Yeah.
If you guys are worn out some week finding songs, let me know and I can find a whole show's worth. The offer is there too.
That's interesting.
Say if you have less time on your hands once the stork stops.
Do we get editorial open hand? Can we you know, what if we say, because that would be pretty sweet. I mean, I can be lazy sometimes. And, you know, I could use that phone call. Hey, Cougar, dude, we need about 10 songs and they got to be hot, hot, hot.
Well, he sent us like 8. He just sent us a bunch. But that doesn't make up for lost time. You haven't been listening since March?
Yeah, no kidding.
I mean, seriously. But that was one of them. That was a band called The Happies. And that song was called Thread Paper Girl.
I dug it.
Yeah.
It had a good like recorded in your garage kind of feel.
Yeah, it was neat. That's my favorite adjective now. Neat.
It is neat. I enjoyed it. It felt like a July song.
Yeah.
As opposed to a.
I'm surprised it wasn't on the Transformers soundtrack.
A little bit. Also, they could have used it right at the end when there were a lot of really things that were going really bad. Hmm. You know, and you get that feeling that in the next 5 or 10 minutes, probably everything's going to get sorted out. Just kick that in.
Mm. Thread paper girl, everything's all right. It's July.
I think it would have happened right after the kiss between the male interest and the female love interest.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it could have faded to credits.
Yeah.
Would have been perfect.
Yeah.
Dude, totally. Well, thanks for the track, Jamie.
No, not
or
Jamie.
Cougar, sorry. I get confused sometimes.
So Dan, didn't you bring in like another mashup?
I did. I'm sorry, everybody. I know mashups are a little bit of a cop-out.
No. Yes, please.
But this one's a good one.
Is it?
It is. I guarantee it.
I like it a lot.
It's your birthday. We gon' party like it's your birthday. We gon' sip Bacardi like it's your birthday. And you know we don't give a f. It's not your birthday. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bub. My mouth got what you need if you need to fill a buzz. I'm into having sex, I ain't into making love. So come give me a hug if you're into getting rough. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bub. My mouth got what you need if you need to fill a buzz. I'm into having sex, I ain't into making love. So come give me a hug if you're into getting rough. When I pull up out front, you see the Benz on dub. When I roll 20 deep, so it's drama in the club. Yeah. Now that I roll with Dre, everybody show me love. When you select them and them, you get plenty of groupie love. Look, homie, ain't nothing changed. Bros down, G's up. I see exhibit in the cutting, man, rolling trees up. Roll if that. You watch how I move, you mistake before I play up hip. Been hit with a few shells, but I don't walk with a limp. In the hood, in the lady saying 50, you hot. Uh-huh. They like me, I want them to love me like they love pop. But holla in New York, for sure, they tell you I'm local. Yeah. And the plan is to put the rap game in the choke. Uh-huh. I'm fully focused, man. My money on my mind, got a meal out the
deal and I'm still in the grind. Now shorty says she feeling my style, she feeling my flow. My girlfriend, what did they buy and they ready to
you
go?
You can find me in the club, bottle full of bug. My mouth got what you need if you need to feel a buzz. I'm in the habit of sex, I ain't into making love. So come give me a hug if you ain't getting rough. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bug. My mouth got what you need if you need to feel a buzz. I'm in the habit of sex, I ain't into making love. So come give me a hug if you ain't getting rough. My flow, my show brought me the dough. That brought me all my fancy things. My crib, my cars, my clothes, my jewels. Look, homie, I done came up and I ain't changing. You should love it way more than you hate it. Oh, you mad? I told that you'd be happy I made it. I'm that cat by the bar, toasting to the good. Like, moved out the hood, now you tryna pull me back, right? My junk get the bumping in the club, it's on. I'm with my eyes, your chick, if she smiles, she gone. It's a roof on fire, man. Just let it burn. They're talking about money, homie, I ain't concerned. I'ma tell you what banks told me, cause go ahead, switch the style up. And if they hate, then let them hate and watch the money pile up. And we can go upside the head with a bottle of bug. Come on, they know where we be. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bug. My mouth got what you need if you need to fill a buzz. I'm in the habit of sex, I ain't into making love. So come give me a hug if you ain't getting rough. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bug. My mouth got what you need if you need to fill a buzz. I'm in the habit of sex, I ain't into making love. So come give me a hug if you ain't getting rough.
Don't try to act like you don't know who we be, neither. We in the club all the time, it's a problem, pop off. Shady aftermath.
Fuck you when I can't come on.
It's your birthday, we gon' sip a Cardi like it's your birthday. And you know we don't give a fuck if that's your birthday. Go shawty, it's your birthday. We gon' party like it's your birthday. We gon' sip a Cardi like it's your birthday. And you know we don't give a fuck if that's your birthday.
Oh, that's
so
it.
That ended early?
No, maybe that was just how the artist, if in quotes, chose.
Ooh.
Differently.
Oh, come on.
How
mashups,
dare you?
Was mashups that a Kanye West mashup? Did he do that? Because he's
that might
artist.
Have been the Kanye West remix of the Nine Inch Nails 50 Cent mashup. Yeah, totally.
Do you know what it took to open Pro Tools and ask it to synchronize those two tracks?
I don't even know. I don't even know. I don't know how he isolates. I don't know how any. I don't know how they do it. But
there's a lot of menus in Pro Tools. You got to know which sub arrow from which. Sorry.
You got to control
the
cursor.
Do you know how to do that?
Brain.
Do you know how to do mashups, Spence?
Haven't the foggiest, mate.
You're talking shit.
But I'm assuming it's a menu item.
It's like being a DJ, basically, right? And unfortunately, and I'm going to start a shitstorm here, DJs are not real artists. Go ahead. Go ahead. Sling your arrows at me. No?
That's a deep
question. How do you say what is or
DJs
isn't art?
DJs are not real artists.
Who says what art is or isn't? Isn't anything arguably art?
I do. I also decide who
and
lives
actually,
and who
why,
dies.
Why do you need to say?
Just because I feel like, you know, I feel like it's a cop-out. Mashups are not real creativity. They're interesting.
But you love that
But
one.
They're canned. They're potato chips.
You love
as
that one.
Mitch might say. I do think that was a good mix. But the thing is... It's not, he's not creating that from scratch. He's not creating what's the essence of that song. He's not, whoever it was, is not creating the essence of that song. They are putting two things together and saying that's interesting.
But arguably all art is derivative, so therefore there is no such thing as art.
No. No. All art is not derivative. Bad art can be quite derivative, but the best art comes from something that is completely not derived.
Was that the key you meant to hit? Was that the sound you wanted?
Yeah. Mitch is an artist.
So you know that B flat equals giggle time? Have you ever hit the wrong one and actually accidentally done barf sound instead of uproarious applause?
No, I don't ever do it. So,
sorry.
How do you draw the line, Dan? Because that, I think DJs. That's a, I think that's a subjective. So you're saying simply because they're a DJ?
Well, no, I just think that they're not controlling the beginning to the end of the whole thing. they're taking something that it has been built up
unless
substantially.
They do, unless they stop it early, but the thing like is, they just did.
I understand that. I know I can't justify this in 5 minutes. I really can't. I'm going to have to write another essay online and leave it up to the listeners to debate.
On the confluence of postmodernism with podcasting?
Yeah. No.
You could make an argument on the grounds of like...
copyright
constructive
law.
And also like on constructive input, like how much synthesis was involved in that? You know, pasting together stuff as opposed to creating it from scratch.
You can give art inherently involves how difficult it is to achieve the end product.
I think it has a lot to do with the blank canvas in front of you at the beginning. You know, and the fact, and I guess the thing is, I keep thinking of Andy Warhol and all this, and he's my counterexample to what I'm arguing, which is the worst. And
well,
I don't
a lot of modern artists,
a lot are, but just.
Like Pollock was, I mean, that wasn't difficult to do what he was doing, splattering paint on a canvas.
Oh no. No, but I mean, this guy's basically just, he's taking hooks, things that are already completely hookable, and they're hookable on a very sort of emotional, simple level that you bonded with that song for a whole nother reason, for a whole nother place. And he's taking a hook, and he's just mixing that bond with another bond that you may have, may not have.
But the hook itself is the art, and I disagree with that completely.
Yeah, what he's saying, and there's a quantity quality thing. You're saying, do you have to require a lot of a lot of effort? But if the moment of genius was deciding to put those things together, and that moment of genius is worth 200 hours of pointless dots on a wall, then, you know.
Good point.
I don't think whoever created that track, you know, or say a track that was a mashup that was like a million times better, right? A mashup that went around the world, right? It will never match up to like, say, the Beatles, ever.
No, but that doesn't mean it's not art.
No, I think what it means is that it'll always be worth less. Not worthless, but worth less than something that was created from scratch. Even if you're saying that there's a gray area about, you know, derivative influences or whatever. I'm saying you will never get...
But that's what I'm arguing. That kind of public. Is there such thing as scratch?
Gray area.
Oh, we're
shades
going
gray, shades of gray.
Uh-oh. That depends on what your definition of is. Okay. Anyways.
Anywho.
Yeah. I got here. Let me play a track. Right.
Brain
here.
Hurt.
Maps. No. I cut one of Cougar's tracks.
Maps.
Is this this is more than a Scientific America or a...
It's somehow better because it's less stodgy.
Yeah.
The articles are a little more cool.
Yeah.
They're still real science.
They sort of have a social reflection or a...
Exactly.
Interesting.
It's not... Well, I think it's geared towards... I mean, Scientific America is geared towards weird and 55-year-olds who like... cars from this desert. What's that one?
I don't know, but this image is gorgeous. It's a shame it went through the gutter like that, but yeah. It's a gorgeous image.
Is it generated?
I have no idea, but it's fucking beautiful.
What's it related to? Oh, simulation. Simulated
yeah.
Car.
This is great. Does this get delivered to you out here?
Yeah. I subscribe. It's like 20 pounds.
Oh, I'm in it. I'm on it.
The link, yeah. I wish I brought it.
Wow. This is a sweet mag. I'm totally undersubscribed in the world of magazines. I get nothing these days.
See, magazine science is culture.
Oh.
That's
agree wholeheartedly. I am their marketing segment. Here's Seed Magazine. What journals do you subscribe to? Because I've actually been wanting to subscribe to more research journals.
Yeah. Nature. I think Nature is actually the best.
Yeah.
Science is a lot of chemistry and physics and really boring shit.
Mm-hmm.
Nature does a lot of the, like, a lot of
biology.
Biology. And, like, there's cool stuff in there. Like, there was an article, actually, this was in The Guardian last week, on how, like, men's, you know how guys always go in with, like, a lot of guys go in with, like, overly sexual jokes early on? That really just basically turns women off.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's a bad strategy.
Yeah, yeah.
But there was an article on the psychology
that... You built.
Exactly. Well, the article was, it's a good strategy because it weeds out the women that are...
like, disinterested and just get the bone.
Like, copulate. Because if they're not turned off by that, maybe they've got some different opinion of their issue. Maybe they're more likely to...
Yeah.
And so from
a... It's going to be a lot more... work. It's going to be a lot harder work.
Yeah.
Exactly.
If you're shy about it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's a probing thing, you know. But I also think it's like it's a display for other males. If you can get away with it, it shows the other males that you're dominant. Because even though you say those things, you still might find a mate.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
Okay, so what's that journal?
Nature.
The Journal of Dating?
That was actually the journal. Yeah, the Journal of... Oh, it had a funny name.
The Journal of Getting Some?
The paper was published in the Journal of, like... They had these journals, like Journals of Deviant Behavior and Journal of... That was the Journal of Personality and Individual Differences.
Under the self-help section of the university library.
Yeah, it was David Byrne plus Daniel Levine. Singer, songwriter, artist, author, enters the Seed Salon with producer, neuroscientist.
Cool.
I really like that.
Yeah.
That was solid in the mid to high tone range.
Kind of a trip.
Are there a lot of songs that lack those frequencies?
Well, I hear that sort of constant noise through a song, and it's a cool thing because it always reminds me of My Bloody Valentine, which I really, really like.
They're pretty good.
And they just keep pulling you along too. It's good.
I wish we had time to read everybody's comments, because we had some great comments.
And Matt, by the way, thanks for filling me in about Akihabara in Tokyo and the whole video game niche market, because I've been really wondering about that for a long time. Unfortunately, I don't think I'm going to get off this tiny island for a little while, but when I do, I'm going straight to the video game niche market. And I'm going to try some twisted stuff.
Here, I'm going to read out my favorite excerpt from my favorite comment. Rory was talking about, you know, listening to the whole episode. And I think a last show, we were just trying to find out where people were listening to it. And Rory says, last week, I went on a business trip up to Namibia, a country on the west coast of Africa. Beautiful place.
What are you doing in
Namibia? Made up of desert and mountainous savanna. I listened to the episode as I was driving from the airport to the city. It was night and pitch black, with the most amazing night sky and so many stars it looked like clouds in the sky.
Whoa.
I should have taken some pics and posted on Flickr. So Notes Underground has been listened to from London to LA to the darkest road in Africa. Sweet. Looking forward to the next one. Rory.
Dude, what were you doing in Namibia?
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Maybe a scientist?
Or oil? No. They don't have oil.
Or a Notes Underground listener?
Yeah, maybe he's just looking for an exotic place to listen from. Maybe he's a trust fund child, and his next stop is the North Pole.
Trustafarian?
Yeah. He's going to ride up to the North Pole on a sled pulled by polar bears while listening to Notes Underground.
How do you guys get away with insulting your listeners like this?
I don't know.
They're masochists.
I shouldn't be letting Dan get away with it.
Yeah, crack
I'm
them.
The only no, one. That's
I mean, all you can do is like you get such little snippets about the listeners, and it's and to me it's fun to kind of like fill in the blanks about what their life might be like, you know. And I honestly, I kind of wish every one of our listeners would write in and tell us a little bit more about themselves. And I just think I would personally be really interested in knowing, you know, what's your day like.
Yeah.
Because this place, this show reaches some interesting areas of the good old US of A and other places as well. And, you know, those are stories I'm kind of interested in. It's just like, what do you do? It may be boring to them, but I'm really curious.
Yeah, me too.
Especially with the Flickr photos now. I posted some with my cat because other people are posting some of their cat. And
it might be that you and everybody else post them right before Micah posted his, and then Micah's just wiped over everybody else's.
No, I definitely did it after Micah. So there's some sort of mechanism in the Notes Underground website or something.
No!
Mr. Programmer Man.
Well, I'll try. Maybe I can make it so more show up. I'll try to do that.
That'd be slick.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Or maybe we can make, maybe there's a way to make a slideshow. Does Flickr have slideshows?
Little yeah, they do. Slideshows? Yeah, they have little slideshows you can post to your sites.
That's what
that would be the thing.
That's the thing. Now we've got our answer.
Bingo. I never had a Flickr account until this whole gimmick of tagging your photo with Notes Underground.
It's a cool site, isn't it?
I just did it. Yeah, it is. And then,
except for they don't really give you much for free.
They don't give you much for free. And I want an open pipe to my computer. Like, I don't want to have to upload each damn photo individually.
They do. There's a iTunes plugin, iPhoto plugin. If you use iPhoto on your Mac.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's just like.
Oh, it's like an RSS feed straight from my Mac up to the Flickr account?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Thank God.
Yeah.
That makes things easier.
Well, listen, I got one more track. I think that's it for tonight. I got one last track. I got another Mitch track. This one's me solo style.
Ooh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah. This is me and the guitar, and a little.
You're pulling this one out of the bag, Mitch. You didn't even warn us.
A little LA depression. Let's check it out. Good night. Should you?